welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration, and I'm so blessed and excited to be back home with you guys. I had just spent about 7 days in Costa Rica and was traveling for a while and had a beautiful Thanksgiving with about 16 people at our house where we karaoke'd and danced and did gratitudes and said beautiful prayers together. It was just really the most fun day ever. And let me tell you, dancing and karaoke keeps you away from the food table. So the key there for me moving into another holiday is to stay busy and create exactly what you want. So if you guys want a really fun holiday, you have to plan it, because I truly, along with my husband and other people, had these intentions of we're going to have a really fun holiday, whether it's games or karaoke, whatever that looks like. We want to really enjoy everyone's company. So start thinking about it now, exactly what you want that to look like, and plan for it. So today I want to chat with you about worrying, because I think this time of year with holidays and travel and so much going on that we can tend to be thinking in the future or living in the future and worrying about different things and scenarios that can happen when they aren't actually going to occur at all. But I just heard this quote from a movie I went to, and it said, "Worrying is choosing to suffer twice." So I'm going to read you a few of them. And then I found this American proverb, which said, "Living in worry invites death in a hurry." A bit glim, but so true. I can honestly tell you that a common factor for so many people who have a lot of stress, anxiety, and disease, truly is worrying, spending their life worrying and sick. And, you know, every time we think a thought, our brain creates different chemicals and sends it out to our body. And truly, worry and negative thoughts do have a negative effect on our body. It's scientifically proven. So imagine spending your life in negativity and just being upset and worrying, and what toll that actually takes on your body. So another quote, I'm just going to go quote crazy because I'm pretty sure you've learned that I'm obsessed with quotes. And if you can't tell, I am getting over a bit of a travel bug right now. So sorry for the nasally voice. So worrying does not take away tomorrow's troubles. It takes away today's peace. And isn't that the truth? Peace of mind is so priceless. Another one, worrying is praying for what you don't want to happen, right? So worrying is exhausting. It empties today of all of its strength. So I wrote down 5 things that we can do to stop or notice that we're worrying and start switching into a much happier, more peaceful, loving thought process, vibration, feeling, whatever it is that you are desiring. So number one, setting aside a worry time. So I know for all of you professional worriers out there, I want to turn professional worriers into just warriors of peace, of love, whatever that is. So for all of you professional worriers out there, because I was one, I swear to you, when I was little and younger and in my early 20s to mid 20s, it was like, I thought it was my job. I was like, no, it is. Don't try to take that away or fix that for me. It is truly my job to worry, and I wouldn't know what to do without it. I have zero identity without worrying about every single thing. And it made me feel like I was earning some sort of badge of honor always scanning for what to worry about. So set aside worry time. And this is important for people maybe in the first processes of trying to let go of worry, because we feel like, oh my gosh, if I don't worry, then, you know, I'm not going to be prepared for worst case scenario, or I'm not going to be prepared for what could happen, or I'm not going to feel like I know what to do or how to act or what's going on. So maybe instead of worrying, we can think of a different word. Maybe it's figure it out time, right? So FIO time or something like that. So set aside figure it out time where you set a clock for maybe 10 to 30 minutes and you think of every possible scenario. And it's not just thinking about the bad at all. In fact, that's not what we want. We want you to think of solutions to every scenario that can happen. And when that, because this is just a solution-based time, right? That's what you want to focus on, is how could I either avoid, negate, get through, or know how I'm going to cope with whatever comes up during a situation, right? So once your 10 to 30 minutes is up, that's it. You're done. You've thought about it. You can't think about it anymore because it's only going to go into some crazy spiral. I know who you are. You're shaking your head right now. I was there. So set aside that figure it out time, that FIO time, for you to go through and then let it go after that. So number two is pray. Pray that you can change your focus. Pray for strength. Pray for help on changing your focus. Pray for help on offering it up. And another great thing that you can do along with prayer is to help someone else. Maybe pray to see a situation that you can help. A lot of times it's something that can be close to home, right? Someone that could just need a listening ear. I love that Aung San Suu Kyi quote that says, when you feel helpless, help someone, because that is a great way to get out of our head along with prayer and asking for strength. So whatever you believe, just pray that you can have the strength to focus on something else, focus on something positive, and offer it up. And know that we are not doing this all on our own, right? We're not going to be given anything more than what we can handle. And honestly, if it's coming your way, it's probably going to turn into one of the biggest gifts of your life. So stop worrying about it and realize you're going to get through it. So think of the different solutions you can do that with. So number three, accept what you cannot change. This is a tough one, but it's beautiful because just like I said in the last, if you cannot change it, it means that it is probably making you much stronger, or it's going to be a gift that you're going to be able to pay forward to someone, or it's perspective that you're gaining. Because without these things, without the tough times, without the things that we don't necessarily want, we don't gain perspective, and a lot of times we won't gain compassion or clarity around what we do want, right? Sometimes the things that we don't want are coming in because it's giving us so much clarity on what we do want. So thank it, accept it, and now focus on how to move through it, because resisting it just pummels you, right? It's just like standing in the middle of the ocean, I'm telling you. Surfing is like the best analogy for me for this. You know, if you want to be able to get through or get to that next wave or make it out alive, you have to go with that wave. You have to be really fluid, because if you think that you're going to stand like a wall and resist it, it is going to pummel your butt. So being really fluid and saying, okay, how can I get through this? How can I move with it? How can I dance with it? Number four, work out. Go move that energy through your body. Seriously. A lot of times when we feel anxiety or worry, it's just knotted up energy, and working out can really help us move it through. We can release that feeling, and we can get all of those, just like how negative thoughts and positive thoughts release chemicals into your body, positive chemicals for positive thoughts, negative chemicals for negative thoughts. Exercise releases positive chemicals into your body. It's like being able to clear out, it's like washing your brain. Another thing that does that is a good night's sleep. So exercise is like cleansing your brain, washing your brain, and so is a great night's sleep, right? It's that thing that just clears it, cleans it, washes it. It truly does. It sends out different chemicals that just kind of gives you this fresh outlook. So if you think it's just you, or you think you were born that way, totally wrong. And isn't that awesome that you're wrong? I mean, it's the first time that you're like so excited to be wrong is when we can actually find that we can choose to live this kick-ass life, right? Okay, number five, meditate. I swear by meditating. All it is teaching yourself to focus on one thing at a time. And I find worriers, professional worriers out there going to turn professional warriors, worriers truly are capable of thinking of 75,000 different horrible scenarios at once. Anyone guilty? I have my hand up. And this was actually a huge reason I started to meditate was because it was like, holy crap. Instead of just multitasking, it was like I was multitasking a million different awful scenarios that could happen at once. And it would like throw me into this tizzy panic attack, right? Oh my gosh, what if this person, if this happens, what if this person says this? What if this, oh my God, we're unsafe. What if this earthquake, this natural disaster? Holy cow, let's slow it on down. What do you say there, Sally? So meditation is one of the best ways to do that. So you guys, after traveling, I found that I was having a lot of trouble sitting in meditation at home. So I just went to like 5 minutes. One day I think I did 3 minutes. The next day I did five. I'm just kind of sticking to five until I can work back up to 15 again. But truly, it is just mind training to learn to stop allowing a million thoughts in at once. It just slows down and teaches you to focus on one thing at a time. So if you are new to meditation and you want to start doing it, I have free meditations at my website. It is lauriehartert.com, and it's right on the front page where you can put in your email and you can get my meditations. And I really, really, really think that that could be a huge help for you guys. And also, before I wrap up, those were the five to switch from being a professional warrior to a love warrior, right? I don't know. I just thought of that right now. So we're rolling with it. I have my 14-day Holla Burn Challenge still going on. We are a few days into it, but if you want to jump on for free, you guys, we have almost 20,000 people on this challenge. It is lauriehartert.com/challenge, and you can jump on and get workouts for free. They're just 20 minutes. They will get you through the holiday. They will give you those awesome, amazing feel-good endorphins. And I have mini meditations at the end of the 20 minutes also. So we are having a blast doing this. It is an Instagram challenge. So if you want to see it, you can search the hashtag 14-day Holla Burn Challenge and see all of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people from all walks of life moving, sweating, saying what these meditations and workouts are doing for them. So join us. Just because you didn't do all 14 doesn't mean we can't finish with the, let's see, I think by the time you guys jump on, if you do it today, it'll be like 11 or 12 workouts. So definitely do that with us. Share it if you love it. It's going to make a huge difference for moving your body and moving into momentum for 2017. And there's no reason you can't do these workouts over again. So if you jump on late and you want to repeat them, they are videos that are up, so you can just keep replaying them. They're short, sweet, to the point, and I get to work out with you. Come on, don't leave me hanging. Don't let me work out alone. You got to feel the pain with me. It's good. Okay, guys, I just want to say how grateful I am to you. And that I get to come up here and chat with you guys and really just connect with all of you in this beautiful, beautiful tribe. So I hope that you are enjoying this season and remembering that every single thought and every single thing that you do is a choice, and we can choose the most empowering thing. Even though it's the tough stuff sometimes, it is the stuff that will give us just that euphoric long-term happiness that we didn't know that we could get to, even though it is a very, very long journey. It's a beautiful one. So thank you guys so much, and I shall see you next time. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.